Well, hello, Living Waters Christian Centre, or anyone else that's joining us online tonight. Last year I had a vision, and in the vision I saw the Lord leaning over something. I was actually taken into outer space, and he was leaning over something that looked as large as a galaxy, but in the vision I really felt that it was time, and it was wheels within wheels, and the Lord had his back towards me. He was leaning over it. And as I saw him, I was actually really concerned. And he turned back to me and he said, "It's all right. I'm making an adjustment." And you know, sometimes as prophets, we see things, but mostly as prophets, when we see things, we don't understand them in full. And I want to share some of the things that have been on my heart and some things that I'm kind of stitching together a little bit. See, at, the word reset has been coming out worldwide. Prophets have been saying it, politicians have been saying it, people all around the world have been saying this feels like a great reset. And I really believe that is what's happening in this time. I want to talk about one of the greatest resets that ever happened. And I also want to talk about what I believe God is doing, well, an aspect of what God is doing in this season. At Passover this year, I had a really unusual thing happen. So, we had a lovely seated meal, and on the 8th of the 4th and the 9th of the 4th, and the next morning, Wes decided that he was going to get a new modem, he was going to get it installed for our internet in this house, so that we would have a stronger signal throughout the whole house. And that's an interesting thought right there. He wanted a stronger signal throughout the whole house. Now, unbeknownst to me, at the Cooper's house, my friend now, her husband was actually installing a new modem there as well. Now, what actually ended up happening is Nawa and I had an appointment that afternoon at 2:30. Well, 2:30 came and went because both of us had no internet connection at all. Both my phone was out of action as well. Wesley was talking to a technician on my phone while he had the website for the modem on the other phone while he's trying to install this modem. And we were we had no communication for hours. And a similar thing was going on at the Cooper household. And finally, when I got through to Nala, it was 9 minutes past four in the afternoon. Now, what's important, what's significant about that? Well, the date was actually the 9th of the 4th, and at 4:09 I got through to her. And one of the things that a friend, Jeff Jansen, shared with us as training as some prophets, he said always take notice of strange things that reoccur. And so after a day or two, I thought, you know, that was really odd that both husbands would decide to install a modem, a new Wi-Fi modem in our houses at the same time, at the same day. And then the date of 4:09 and the time, 9:04, if you like, the 9th of the 4th, but in America, they put it the other way around. Certainly the 4:09 and the 9:04, you've got a repetition going on there as well. And I thought, God, I've got to think about this a little bit and look at this a little bit harder and just see what are you actually saying here. And, you know, there was a complete lack of signal and a loss of signal and a loss of communication while those modems were down. The number four in scripture means separation of day and night, light and darkness, and it is always to do with the establishing of times and seasons. And the number nine means finality and completeness. You know, Jesus died at the ninth hour. At that ninth hour, the veil was rent from top to bottom, and some say that it was about 80 feet tall, that veil, and it was ripped from the top right to the bottom at the ninth hour. And nine means completeness, it means finished. And so I'm thinking, God, what are you saying about a change of season, a change of time, a completeness of something, and the release into a new era and a new season? It seemed like there was this emphasis going on in this time, in this Passover time. You know, as Jesus hung on the cross, But the hours between midday and 3 o'clock, that is from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, there was no light at all. The communication or the light that was coming from the sun was completely cut off and they were in complete darkness. And a new connection was actually being established at that time, because up to that time, there wasn't this direct communication with God that we had after Jesus died on the cross. Because Jesus died on the cross, the word says that we can now enter boldly into that throne of grace. But prior to that time, it was like there was an old connection and a new connection was made, so that there was an establishment of this new connection throughout the entire house. There was an establishment of a new connection and communication and communion with God. It was legally restored at that time of Passover. And a great reset, if you like, was done there and then, that Passover. So the beginning, in 2019, we had our Behold conference, and the word that kept coming out was, I'm about to do a new thing. Then at the beginning of this year, 2020, we felt God was saying that I am giving 2020 vision. And so we begin to link those things together. What I believe he's saying is that it is becoming clearer. It is becoming clearer now what the new thing is. In Matthew 14:22, Mark 6:45-56, and John 6:16, we see the story of the disciples being in the boat, and there was a mighty wind blowing. The one version says it was a contrary wind. It was a hostile wind. It was blowing against them. And Jesus came walking on the water. Now the thing is, they had been living with Jesus. They had walked with him. They knew what he looked like. They knew what he walked like. But here in this instance, he was doing a new thing. And as he came towards them walking on the water, they actually judged him as being an evil spirit. Though some versions say they judged him as being some kind of demonic ghost. And he was coming towards them and they completely freaked out. The Bible says that they were terrified. They were full of fear as Jesus came walking towards them on the water. Now, as he got into the boat, and we know the story carries on where Peter goes out to meet him on the water, and it's really cool. But as he got into the boat, the waves became still, and they fell on their faces in the boat, and they worshipped him. A whole new level of authority had just been revealed to them, that Jesus had this level of authority over all the natural elements. And then the story carries on that they went into a place called Gennesaret, and as they went into there, the people crowded round to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. It says multitudes came to touch the hem of his garment, and all of them were healed. You need to remember that prior to this, one woman with the issue of blood was bold enough to reach forward and touch the hem of his garment. Now we have a transition where there is a revealed, an increase, if you like, that was revealed to them of a level of authority that Jesus could operate in, as in walking on water, and now an increase in the release of miracles, because you now have a multitude touching the hem of his garment and all of them being healed. He was doing a new thing when he was walking on the water. But did they welcome it or like it at the time? No, they didn't. They were completely freaked out because he was coming in a new way. They saw a new level of authority, a new level of power, and then they worshipped him at another level. I'm not saying that God has caused the coronavirus. Don't get me wrong. But I am saying that there's something new that God is wanting to do in this season. And we need to be careful not to judge everything as being evil, when really God is actually moving in a new way and wanting to reset us, or let us to see something in a new way. So what does that word reset mean? To me, it means taking, like, my phone, if I push the reset button, and I really seriously do not want to do that, but if I push the reset button, it takes it back to the original manufacturer's settings. That makes me want to look at Genesis. It makes me want to go back to the beginning and see what some of those original settings were. The prophets around the world, if people around the world are saying this is like, this lockdown period is like a great reset, what was the original setting? Let's have a look. Let's go back. Genesis 1:26. Now, I've shared with you a couple of times now that you're getting from me the amplified version, because I'm really loving looking back in the original languages and putting in those words so that I get a fuller picture of what was actually said and the fullness of the understanding of that scripture. So I've done this with Genesis 1:28. Now, this is how it reads. Let us, so this is God saying, let us make humans in our likeness, in our resemblance, in the same manner as us, like a model of us, and let them have rule, dominate, and reign over the whole of everything, in totality, in whatsoever and anything, over anything that creeps, over anything that glides, or anything that moves upon the earth. Let me read that to you again. Let us make humans in our likeness, in our resemblance, in the same manner as us, like a model of us, and let them have rule, let them dominate, let them reign over the whole of everything, let them reign over totality, let them reign over whatsoever and anything that creeps, glides, and moves upon the earth. You know, coronavirus is creeping upon the earth. The coronavirus is in the air. Coronavirus is spreading from person to person. But we have been given authority. The great reset is being pressed by Almighty God in this time. He's wanting to take us back to the original settings where we have authority, and we take the authority that was given to us. It's like our original mandate is take authority over anything that creeps or moves or glides upon the earth. Take authority over it. I give you authority over that. Take it now. Over everything. Over totality, over whatsoever and anything. Man, it's pretty clear, isn't it? So I believe that this time for many of us, it's a time of great confusion, and there's alarm as what's going on in our businesses or with our children and our families and the economy of the nation. But it's also a time for a great reset. It's time to get back to what is God saying. What is God saying in this season? It's a time to allow God to reset us. A time for us to see the original intent of God. What he had for us. Some aspects might seem frightening as we behold the new thing that he's doing. But ultimately, it's about coming back to the realm of authority that he gave to us in the beginning. Let's embrace the reset. Let's take up our authority, fill our mouths with the word of God, and do some kingdom business in this season. God bless you guys. I hope that blessed you. I hope that made sense to you. And I look forward to seeing you again, and we'll be live streaming again on Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, and look forward to being together. God bless you all, and see you later.